I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the first season number one of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. Guys, we're back to regularly scheduled programming of the show. We, as you all know, if you have been tuning in, the Fantasy Football League episodic series is officially over, and we are moving on, and we're just going to talk about sports and entertainment. The next sports and entertainment product that we have is the WWE. We have the Royal Rumble coming up Saturday, January 28th, 2023. That's what we're going to be doing. Guys, this, as you guys know, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. And this is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, by Mia Made It, by Sweet Arts by Jenna, and Future American Leaders of Texas. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. Make sure to do that while it's free. You can follow us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. And if you want to make donations to the podcast, our official Cash App is RealDeal0423, RealDeal0423. For any questions, or if you would like your comments to be read on the show, you can email us at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com, or you could tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Facebook group page. On Patreon, at the title of the show, on Getter, at Signs and Sports Podcast, True Social, at Designed I Gifted, and at Signs and Sports Podcast, on Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, and Twitter at True_DIG. Okay, guys, enough of the intro, enough of that. Today we have a special episode. We're talking about the Royal Rumble. I have my baby sister on with me, Mia Made It. Mia, if you want to say hi, you want to say anything, or you want me to just keep rolling?
You can just keep
rolling. I can keep going, guys. Okay, bear with us. It's her first episode. It's her first time ever on the show. As you guys know, when I talk at the beginning, I talk about being sponsored by Mia Made It. That is a platform being established for my baby sister. She does edits. She does, video editing content, video content production. And you're going to get to hear a little bit from her today as we just talk about the Royal Rumble and we have a good time, you know? It's not going to be anything crazy, guys. 30 minutes, whatever, and we'll be out of here. Okay, guys, what we're going to do is we are going to talk about, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about all Royal Rumble winners in WWE history. This graphic is credit to Wrestling24 on Facebook, and the graphic was made by Black Hoss Design. So we're going to talk about who has won the Royal Rumble. We're going to have comments at the end of the show. We'll pull up some people's comments and we'll read them to you guys. And then me and Mia Made It are going to give our predictions. And, you know, as we're running through the list, she'll give her comments. I'll talk about what I think. And we'll just basically list it off, not be too opinionated. And we'll just, you know, have a good time, as I said. So, Mia, we're going to start in 1996. So you got your graphic ready?
Yes.
Okay. And 1996, we got our first winner. Guys, what we're going to do is we're going to go 1996 to 2006. In segment number two, we'll go 2006 to... Actually, we're not going to do ads. We're just going to run it all the way through. We'll just run it all the way through, okay? 27 spots. We're going to look at it. I'm 26 years old. We got 26 spots. And we're going to also, as I said, guess the who we think is going to win this year. 1996... The Royal Rumble was won by Shawn Michaels. That was actually coming off of 2 years in a row where he won it, 1995, 1996. In 1997, we had Stone Cold Steve Austin. In 1998, we had Stone Cold Steve Austin again for the back-to-back. In 1999, we had the GOAT, Vince McMahon. What do you think about that, Mia?
That's dumb.
Is it? How do you feel about Vince McMahon booking himself to win the Royal Rumble?
It's very arrogant.
Are you not a big Vince McMahon fan?
No. Can trip and fall.
He can trip and fall. We established Mia made it, not a big Vince McMahon fan. Moving on, in 2000, to begin the 2000s, we had The Rock. We had Stone Cold again in 2001. We had Triple H in 2002. We had Brock Lesnar in 2003. Chris Benoit in 2004. Batista in 2005. Rey Mysterio in 2006. The Undertaker in 2007. John Cena in 2008. Randy Orton in 2009. Edge in 2010. And I guess we can hold off right there. And we can stop right there and we'll talk about who we have already. We'll wait and we'll go through the 2010s, that decade here in a second. Mia, out of the ones that we've gone through so far, from 96 to 2010, what wrestlers do you know?
I know Shawn Michaels, I know Stone Cold, Vince, The Rock, Rey, Batista, Brock, Triple H, Randy, and Edge.
Out of all those wrestlers, do you have a favorite, or do you have favorites, or which ones do you like?
Shawn Michaels and Edge.
You like Shawn Michaels and Edge? And the other ones, you don't really know. I mean, you don't know Stone Cold, The Rock. Not very much, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorites from 96 to 2010 would probably be Randy Orton. Randy Orton, and at the time when I was your age, my favorite was John Cena. Shawn Michaels is another one that has always been one of my favorites. And Vince McMahon, of course. Vince McMahon. So, 2010, we have, as I said, I don't remember. I don't think I was watching when Randy Orton won in 2009. So, that's kind of upsetting to me. But, because we stan Randy here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We stan Randy on this show. 2010, we had Edge winning. We had 2011, Alberto Del Rio. In 2012, we had Sheamus. In 2013, we had John Cena. In 2014, we had Dave Bautista. In 2015, we had Roman Reigns. In 2016, we had Triple H. In 2017, we had Randy Orton. In 2018, we had Shinsuke Nakamura. In 2019, we had Seth Rollins. And in 2020, we had Drew McIntyre. From 2020 to 2010, from 2010 to 2020, who on that list do you know?
Oof, half of them.
Half of them?
Yeah, except for, I think, one.
Del Rio?
Yeah.
Okay, you know Batista?
Yeah.
Okay, so out of 2010 to 2020, backtracking to 2010, out of them, which ones are your, do you have any favorites? Do you like any of them? Do you not like any of them?
I like a lot of them. I just don't like Roman or...
Our tribal chief?
I don't like Roman. He's overrated. You don't like overrated. Our
tribal chief? What? The head of your table?
We're going from 2010, right?
Yeah. From 2010 to 2020.
Then I don't like John Cena either.
John Cena either? Why don't you like John?
He's overrated as well.
Oh, like, okay. Roman and John, overrated. You guys heard it here. Don't be too harsh. We all have our own opinions. I don't like Roman either. I don't like John Cena either.
Liar.
No, that is a lie. I do acknowledge our tribal chief. I don't know what's wrong with my sister. I will try to correct it. Guys, we're working on it. She's young. From 2010 to 2020, I think, of course, I like Edge. I knew Alberto Del Rio, but didn't really get to watch him. John Cena, around this time, was kind of the time that everybody kind of started not liking Cena, wanting him to turn heel and stuff. So Roman didn't like Roman in 2015 when it first started. Didn't start liking him till about 18. Randy, of course, is my guy. Shinsuke wasn't watching when that happened. Seth?
I love him.
You forgot about Seth.
Oh, I didn't see him on there.
Yeah, Seth was 2019 and Drew was 2020.
Oh, I love Drew too.
So who?
So Drew and Seth.
Drew and Seth. She's adding to the list. And then we have Edge in 2021.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who's another one of your favorites, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment. And then we had Brock Lesnar last year.
I'm not a fan.
Which was a little funky of an ending of a Royal Rumble. I feel like once he came out, I think he came out 30.
No idea.
You didn't watch last year?
No.
I think you started watching when?
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania of this past year?
Yep.
Okay, so you're very young into watching wrestling.
But I know a lot.
But she knows a lot. Test her. Send your questions in to the Gmail, Signs and Sports Podcast. Hit us up on Truth, Getter, Parler, Twitter, Facebook, Rumble, anywhere that you can find us. And send us questions. Send me questions for Mia Made It. We'll bring her back onto the podcast around the next premium live event. And maybe we'll talk to her again and we'll give predictions again. Who knows, you know? That's if we get questions, if you guys demand her back. But okay, so from 2020 we had Drew McIntyre, Edge, and Brock Lesnar. Out of the entire list, who would you say is your favorite Royal Rumble winner?
You can't put that pressure on me.
Take your time, it's okay. Tick tock.
Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite would probably be either Rey Mysterio, because of how he did it when he did it, or Randy Orton, because Randy Orton is just, you know, all time one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Or Vince McMahon, because that's GOAT status. That's legendary. I kind of hope that he comes back and wins this year.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
He'll book himself to win against Roman, probably.
Vince versus Roman?
Gross.
WrestleMania?
Gross.
Night two?
Gross.
Main event?
Gross.
I like that.
I don't like that.
I want to see that.
Nope.
I would pay my hard-earned money to go watch that. Okay, so, guys, we went through the list, so let me go through it one more time for you guys, just to give it one more run-through for anybody who tuned in late or anybody who fast forwarded on accident into the episode, and you know, who knows what could have happened. Shawn Michaels 1996, Stone Cold Steve Austin 97, Stone Cold 98, Vince McMahon 99, The Rock 2000, Stone Cold 2001, Triple H 2002, Brock Lesnar 2003, Chris Benoit 2004, Batista 2005, Rey Mysterio 2006, Undertaker 2007, John Cena 2008, Randy Orton 2009, Edge 2010, Alberto Del Rio. I always forget how to say his name. Alberto Del Rio 2011, Sheamus 2012, John Cena 2013, Batista 2014, Roman Reigns 2015, Triple H 2016, Randy Orton 2017, Shinsuke Nakamura 2018, Seth Rollins 2019, Drew McIntyre 2020, Edge 2021, Brock Lesnar 2022. So going back to the year I was born, 1995, those are the Royal Rumble winners given to us by Black. Is that Black Mass or Black Hoss?
See, I think I follow him on Instagram.
I think I said Black. Yeah, it's Black Mass. Sorry, guys. I said Black Hoss earlier. I'm sorry. Okay, that it given to us by Black Mass Design. You said you follow him where?
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. Guys, go follow Black Mass Design on Instagram. Also, go follow Big Time Mia Grace on, right? That's your app?
I think so, yeah.
Go follow Big Time Mia Grace on Instagram and catch, you know, just daily posts. She's already gotten, you want to talk about who you've gotten to see your stories on Instagram? Tell everybody who has gotten on your story so far, who has seen it. I know Grayson Waller was one of them.
Yeah, Grayson was like two times.
Two times? Who else?
Liv. Like a multiple times.
Liv Morgan. Who else?
Austin Theory. Carmella. Carmella was the first one that's viewed my story.
Shout out Carmella. Mella is money, that's why.
I think that's all.
That's all?
For now.
So far?
Yeah.
Okay. Your at on Instagram is Big Time Mia Grace?
Yep.
Big Time Mia Grace, everybody. Go follow it. As I said, daily content, daily wrestling content. Edits, Mia Made It. You guys follow that on that Facebook group page on Facebook. And, yeah, it's just content, guys. I've told you guys about Mia Made It before. I've told you guys about what we want to do, how we want to establish her platform as well as ours as we continue to grow. And she's only, how old are you?
12.
She's 12 years old. You know what I mean? So, who knows? I'm 26. By the time she's my age, 14 years from now, who knows what she will have established and who knows what she will be able to offer and present to you guys. And what she will be able to involve you guys in. So, Mia, 2023, Royal Rumble. It is, as we record this, tomorrow. But we don't get to watch it until Sunday because we have family commitments on Saturday. We also have family commitments Sunday morning. So, who knows when we're going to be able to watch it. At this point, it's looking like maybe Monday before Monday Night Raw. I don't know. she's not happy about me saying that. 2023, the Royal Rumble. Let's talk about who is going to be in the men's Royal Rumble. And let's talk about who's going to be in the women's Royal Rumble. And we will talk about who we think is going to win, who we think isn't going to win, how we think Prison Dom is going to win and go main event against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
He'd probably give the opportunity to Rhea instead.
The most caliente man in WWE, Dominic Mysterio. No, but seriously, when we come back, guys, we are going to go to a break. I told you guys earlier we weren't going to do breaks, but we're going to do one break because our ad sponsors want to talk to you. The sponsor of this show, Catering with Grace, wants to talk to you. My producer, Chach with the Heat, wants to talk to you. So that's what we're going to do right now in the middle of this entire thing. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 30 men. Actually, we're going to talk about the men participating in the men's Royal Rumble. And we're going to talk about the women participating in the women's Royal Rumble. And then at the end of the episode, we will give you our predictions, me and Mia. And we will close out the episode. And this is just something for you guys to listen to. We wanted to recap the rest of... We wanted to cover the Royal Rumble. Going into this year, we're getting more of a handle on the schedule. I know when SummerSlam is, so we're going to have a SummerSlam episode. I know when Money in the Bank is, so we'll have a Money in the Bank episode. You know, in year two, it's getting a little easier to get a grip on when certain big things happen in the sports and entertainment world, and we're going to try to cover it, guys. We're going to try to do it, and we're going to try to do it to the best of our abilities. So after this break, when we come back, we're going to discuss men's participants, women's participants, and we will give you guys our predictions on who we think is going to win, and maybe we'll even talk about who we think is going to come back, some surprise returns or whatever. And we'll close this thing out and we'll get moving to the next episode because that's all we do. So I'll see you guys on the other side of this break. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Lowe. Get at your boy Rye Lowe at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLowe361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Lowe of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs.
Corey should come in the Rumble purposes. Too.
Corey should
Chach from with the Heat from the commentary.
Of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
They could be the last two.
All right, guys, we are back. What's happening? We are back with Mia Made It. Mia Made It, say what's up. We're back.
What's up?
What's up? We're back. Okay, guys. As I said, in the first, do you guys want me to go back over the graphic? Do you guys want me to tell you who the winners were? I'm not going to do it. But I could if you need me to, but I'm not. Because, okay, we're not going to do it. We're going to keep moving. As I told you guys, we're going to cover women participants. We're going to cover men's participants. As you know, this show is brought to you sponsored by Catering with Grace. It is brought to you sponsored by Future American Leaders of Texas. Donations go to the official platform's Cash App, Real Deal 0423, R-E-A-L-D-E-A-L 0423. Follow us on Truth, Parler, Getter, Twitter, Facebook. Where else are we? Mia? Rumble? Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. You know what to do. We're going to talk about the women's participants first. Okay? You down to do that?
Yep.
All right. Let's get it. You want to read off the list?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we have 11 participants in the women's Royal Rumble at the moment. So that is why we chose them over the men's first, because the men's has 18. That was Mia's idea, by the way. So, congratulations. Good idea.
Okay. So, we have Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, Emma Bailey, Io Sky, Dakota Kai, and Lacey Evans.
And are those, by any chance, do you know if that is That's not the order they're coming out in, right?
No.
The following numbers do not indicate the order of entry unless specified. Okay, so that was actually specified there. So we have Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel, Shayna, Zelina, Emma, Bailey, Io, Dakota, and Lacey. 11 participants at the moment. And we finished watching SmackDown earlier, and nobody announced Xia Li.
Oh, yeah.
Xia Li. So 12 people. Okay. So, Mia, out of those 11, how many of them do you know, and how many do you don't know?
I know all of them.
You know all of them?
Yep.
Okay, do you have favorites? Do you have some that you don't like, dislike, hate?
I think I like most of them, except I'm not like a huge fan of Io and Shayna.
Io and Shayna?
Yeah.
Okay. Shayna is actually a really good bad guy, so it's actually, you're supposed to not like her. And so is Io. So, but we Bailey's stand okay Dakota. Too. Bailey's okay.
Yeah.
I love Bailey.
She's cool, but she gets me mad.
Why does she get you mad?
She's annoying. Is her she? Voice.
What's annoying about her?
Everything.
Everything. Okay, so that's interesting. I love Bailey. She doesn't like Bailey. Well, she says she's okay.
Yeah.
So I guess
I'll root for her in a match or something, but she gets me mad.
Depending on who it's against.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of those 11, who would you like to see win the 2023 Royal Rumble this year? Actually, are there multiple?
What do you mean?
Are there multiple people that you would like to see?
Yeah, I think like three.
Okay, so give me your three, and we will, I guess, rank them one through three of who you want to win.
I would like to see Liv, of course, and then I think Dakota and Lacey.
Okay. Liv, Dakota, Lacey. Out of those three, who would you like to see win the most?
Liv.
Liv?
Yep.
And out of those three, who would you like to see, who would you be most okay with losing?
Probably Lacey, since I just started liking her.
Okay. Okay, so your pick to win the 2023 Royal Rumble is Liv Morgan?
Yeah, probably.
That's who you're hoping to win?
Yep.
Okay. My picks would be, oh man, that's tough. Dakota, obviously.
Obviously.
Rhea Ripley. Or, no. Dakota, Raquel, and Liv Morgan. But that doesn't mean that that's who I think is going to win.
Yeah, I think, I have a feeling it's either going to be Rhea or Raquel.
I think it's going to be Rhea.
But depends who the other members are. I need to see those first. And that is true.
That is true. Usually in the women's Royal Rumble, they bring back a lot of legends, a lot of old superstars from the past. Not old. They're all extremely beautiful. That's not what I meant. Anyways, let's keep it moving before I get nervous. I actually like the names that are on this list so far. Liv Morgan, Candice, Rhea, Raquel, Shayna, Zelina, Emma, Bailey, Io, Dakota, Lacey. Let's talk about Bailey, Io, and Dakota all being in the same Royal Rumble. What do you think happens when they... Do you think they work together?
I think that's what they're planning on doing, but one of them's going to be selfish, and then they're going to turn on each other.
You think that's...
Definitely.
Okay.
That's what's happening with Toxic Attraction. That's going to happen with Damage Control.
Who do you think's going to be selfish?
Bailey, because Bailey says she didn't need Damage Control.
She said that? I don't remember that.
That was on Raw whenever Becky challenged her for the Steel Cage match.
Oh, yeah, she did. Okay, she did. Okay. Okay, so, interesting. That's interesting. Okay, Emma would be like, you know?
It would be cool, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. What about Zelina?
No.
No?
She hasn't been in the ring in, like, so long. I don't think she's gonna be able to pull it off.
Dakota can't win it because I don't think she's, like, that would be, like...
I don't think she's ready.
Yeah, she'd be that'd be a massive upset, like... Super underdog, like nobody would expect that ever.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan. I hope to see Liv come out like
number
early.
One.
Yeah. Like early
she said.
And win it.
I think she can now that she's more extreme than ever, and maybe she won't get eliminated in 8 seconds again, but...
Man, but Rhea?
True.
Is Raquel still hurt?
I don't think so.
Her elbow's okay?
I think, unless she isn't.
Because that might hurt her, but Lacey Evans winning would be cool, too.
That would be cool. I'd like to see her go against Charlotte.
That would be fire. Okay, so that was the... 11 okay, well, is there anybody that we are expecting to see return?
I know a lot of people are rumoring Naomi coming back.
Okay.
I think that's all for the women, because there's not a lot of women out. Because Sasha Banks is, she's with a different company. She ain't coming back.
We miss you, Sasha. So... Okay, do you know if there's, like, any legends coming back? Do you know if there's any legends that will be in the match?
No, but I'm hoping, like, Lita could be in there again. I know she went 1 year, she went against Becky in, like, a match after that.
The Bella Twins?
I don't know if I'd like that or not.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to the next graphic that we have. And that is the men's participants. As we said, the men's participants have 18 people, 18 participants. Mia, you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Baron Corbin, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, Dominic Mysterio, The Miz, and Brock Lesnar.
What do you think of that list?
I think it's going to be pretty cool.
That's a good list, right?
Yeah, minus that Prison Dom is in there. I don't think he can do it.
Prison Dom. That is the hardest man in the WWE. You know that, right?
You think a hardest man is a 25-year-old calling someone mommy?
That's his mommy. first of all, I like to quote the great Corey Graves when I say that Dominic Mysterio is the most caliente in the WWE. what did he say? He's the next Eddie Guerrero, he's this generation's Eddie Guerrero.
He's dumb.
But he said Eddie Guerrero was his generation's
Dominic Mysterio.
I'm gonna cue that up. You have that footage?
Yeah.
Yeah, play that. Let's play that, because I think that's a career defining promo for Dominic Mysterio, the most caliente in the WWE. So go ahead and play that audio.
This generation's Eddie Guerrero. No. Eddie Guerrero was his generation's Dominic Mysterio.
Man. Man, what did you think of that?
That he's built different.
Right? That's the hardest man in the WWE. Dom has served hard time in prison. That's Prison Dom.
An hour?
He has served... Where's mommy? Where's mommy? okay, anyways, guys. Aside from Dominic being the hardest criminal in the WWE, probably on planet Earth, and also... being the most caliente to mommy, we're using and abusing it now. We're gonna get back to the 18 participants of the Royal Rumble in 2023. The list, as told to you guys by Mia made it. Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Baron Corbin, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, Dominic Mysterio, The Miz, and Brock Lesnar. Okay, out of that list, let's go through them. We don't have to go through them one by one, but who on that list do you know and who do you not know?
I know everybody on that list.
You know everybody on that list?
Yep.
Is there anybody on that list that you do like or you don't like? Or?
I don't like Omos or Gunther. I'm also not a big fan of Bobby.
Of Bobby?
Yeah. Everybody Shout else out Brock. Is sick.
Everybody else is cool?
Dom is cool, I guess.
You like Prison Dom? Everybody comes back around to liking the most caliente. Shout out to Corey Graves and shout out to Burt Patrick, Shamrock. Shout out to Kevin, KP. Shout out to the After the Bell podcast. Everybody go check that out. Corey Graves, Kevin Patrick. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Go check us out. Go follow us. This is America's podcast, America's sports entertainment podcast. 18 people, as we know now. Mia. Well, I'm gonna tell everybody. I know everybody on the list, as everybody knows that. I think at this point, is there anybody on this list that I don't like?
Karrion.
Karrion Kross, that is true.
I wonder why.
Karrion Kross, because that should be me. I love Scarlett, guys, okay? That's my admission, my public admission here. Scarlett, I love you. Okay? We'll get them on an interview one day, and I'll have to explain myself to Karrion Kross.
Oh, God.
I'm sure. I apologize in advance, but I love her. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, other than that, I don't think there's anybody. Who would you want to win the Royal Rumble? Is there 3 people, 5 people, 10 people? Talk about who you would like to see win the Royal Rumble.
I'd like to see Kofi, because Kofi can go against Roman. I'd love to see him as WWE champ. Or Seth or Cody. Cody deserves it, and then Seth is just my guy. I've loved him since WrestleMania.
What about The Miz?
He's fake news.
My sister, Mia, believes the fake news that was perpetrated on Monday Night Raw against Mike The Miz Mizanin by Byron Saxton, Johnny Fake News Wrestling.
Oh, leave Johnny alone.
Candace is okay. Quill, fake news wrestling, baby wrestling. We stand Quill here, but you know, fake news is fake news.
He's 9 months.
We love Quill. Quill and Ian are gonna be friends one day when we meet Johnny Wrestling and we meet Candice LeRae. Is Johnny gonna be in the Rumble?
Not that we've heard of. Not but that I we hope know so.
Yet, right? I hope so too. Where is he? He's not messing with The Miz anymore, following him around with all his fake news.
Last time we saw him was at the poker segment, and he didn't even pop up. He was in the back with
He didn't do anything, pop off or nothing. Okay, I'm wondering if we'll see that. There's a few guys on here that I would like to see win the Royal Rumble. Santos obviously isn't going to win it, but, you know, Santos is one of my favorite young or recent additions. Baron Corbin.
Ew.
I know, I'm just kidding. Austin Theory obviously is my pick. I think I want Austin to win, take the United States Championship, go to WrestleMania, beat Roman, triple belt Theory.
You have a lot of expectations.
Triple champ Theory. Champ, champ, champ Theory. Triple champ Theory? Triple belt, three belt Theory?
No.
Not three belt Theory?
I like just the United States Championship. That's all.
If Theory wins the 3 belts, triple champ Theory or Theory 3 belts or 3 belt Theory.
No. I want Seth to win and take the title, and then I can have my dream WrestleMania match.
which is?
I want to see him win the title and then at night two go against Drew.
Against Drew?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my
Roman versus Drew. I mean, not Roman, Seth versus Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not, I mean, it'd be cool to see Seth win, but... Bobby Lashley, No. It'd be cool, I mean, nah. Rey, obviously not. Shout out to the greatest mask of all time, though.
I love Rey.
Gunther? That would be epic.
If he won?
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd like to see that match against him and Roman.
That would be, yeah, that'd be a good, good match. I think Gunther would give Roman the best match of his career.
And then he'd be three belts too, because he's the Intercontinental Championship.
Three belt Gunther. Triple champ Gunther. Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. That's my pick. That's my pick all the way.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm rooting for Cody. I don't have any other pick other than Austin Theory. But Cody Rhodes, I think everybody, their mother, their sister, their grandmother, their grandfather, their great-grandfather, their sister. I already said their sister.
You said their
sisters. I think everybody is anticipating and expecting Cody Rhodes to win. If Cody Rhodes doesn't win, will you be surprised?
Definitely, because it's been, rumored so many times, and he's like, you could tell he's ready to win it, and then, like, if he just gets eliminated, I'm going to stop watching.
Omos could be a problem.
How are they going to throw him over?
How are they going to throw Omos over? It would take the entire Rumble.
Literally, all 29 other men.
To throw him over. So, he could be a problem.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't win.
He could stand in the way of Cody Rhodes' dream of earning that WWE championship.
My real question is how it's going to happen if Omos and Bobby are having that thing with MVP. Remember with the...
The Hurt Business?
Yeah.
That is true. Let's think of right now. Maybe they join... Oh my gosh. If they become a team... Bobby and Omos, and then they go up against the Usos.
The Yosos.
That would be not good for anybody.
Jimmy's injured, so it would have to be Sammy and Jay.
Oh my goodness. Jamie.
We love Jamie.
Okay, so Omos is obviously an intriguing participant because
Main threat,
biggest threat. And then that matchup against Roman would be insane.
It would. I think that could be someone who could dethrone Roman.
That would
how big he is.
Mm-hmm. And if Roman beat him, I think that would be an insane addition to Roman's legacy.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that would make me completely sold on Roman. Not that I already am not my tribal chief. Not that I already am not the head of my table. but if he beat Omos, that would be like, cause seeing him like Superman punch Omos would be crazy, or spear Omos
with his weak Superman punches.
I mean, we'll talk about that on another show, but I mean, Roman does throw weak Superman punches at times. That wasn't supposed to be said on air, but it's out there now. Mia, that was her. It wasn't me.
It's true.
No, I'm kidding. It is true. I mean, it is what it is. Maybe if he gave one of us a Superman punch, we would know if it works or not.
I'd fight him.
Hey, Roman's going to Hollywood. He's not worried about nothing, so.
That's going to be sad.
Drew McIntyre.
I love Drew.
We all love Drew. I don't think Drew's going to do it.
What year did he win?
2020.
I don't think
3 years ago.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Especially
I don't think it's in his
cards. Sheamus are in the same thing, and they're like a team right now.
Sheamus is in here as well at number 13. I don't think Sheamus is going to do it either.
Me either.
And are they going to try to work together?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
I love Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, though.
That's my RK-Bro replacement for now.
Talk about RK-Bro before we continue.
It breaks my heart.
It breaks her heart too much. RK-Bro was her... They were her mans.
I love them so much.
Shout out to Randy, and shout out to Randy, and shout out to Riddle. Moving on the list, we have at number 14, we have Braun Strowman. That is, I mean, another...
Maybe he can take out Omos from the Rumble.
That's true. He could be the one to take Omos.
Didn't they fight at Crown Jewel? Right?
They did. Who won that match?
I think it was Braun.
It was Braun.
Yeah.
No, it was Omos.
Are you sure?
I think it was Omos. I'm not sure.
I'll go up and look at it later.
Yeah, we'll look at it later, guys. That means never. You are never going to get that answer from us, at least. Go look it up yourselves, and you guys let me know. Send us a message. Send it to us. We'll talk about it on the next episode. Promise, promise.
I'm like 98% sure. Really, really. It was Braun.
I swear. She said it was 98% sure. Only 2% she could possibly be wrong. It was Braun, everybody. We're going to roll with that. We have... Well, Braun could be an interesting one, but I don't think so.
I don't want to see him as champ right now. Me either. Maybe not later. Right now. He's a part of the Bald Brothers.
Hey, unfiltered. Mia, you're the best. Okay. Karrion Kross. I was going to say about Braun Strowman. I think Braun Strowman's very close to becoming the face of the WWE. Just not now. Not now. Maybe.
Since he just came back like last year, right?
Yeah. And before he came back, everybody knows that he barely even. He wasn't a wrestler before he got to the WWE.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wasn't a wrestler. He was like, I don't know what he was. Probably like a guy that worked out or something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about his entire story, but. He was not a wrestler when he came in. I heard that on his interview on After the Bell with Corey Graves and Kevin Patrick. He's very green when it comes to wrestling. Also, it just popped into my mind. We're watching SmackDown. Shout out to Jasmine Allure, guys. You've heard me talk about Jasmine on the podcast. Shout out. She was on SmackDown tonight. We shout out Joe Alonso when we saw him, and we told you guys that we had watched him at GCWA Corpus Christi when we watched Benny Dreams. Jasmine Allure is another one that we follow on the independent scene. Hopefully get her on a podcast one day, on an interview. That'd be cool. Shout out. Congratulations being there. And Lacey Evans gave her that L. But hey, it is what it is. She was there. Braun Strowman, I think, is close, but not yet. Karrion Kross, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Maybe one day, but not like right now.
Thank you, Scarlett. We love Scarlett, guys. We love Scarlett. Karrion, whenever we need to talk man to man about this, you know, situation.
That's going to be the main event of WrestleMania.
And we respect it, Karrion. We shout out. We want to see Scarlett WWE champion.
Oh, yeah.
Number 16 on the list, we got Dominic Mysterio. Muy caliente. We got the hardest man in the WWE. Honestly, I wouldn't mind the swerve and seeing Dominic Mysterio go to WrestleMania, fight Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I don't think I'd mind either.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be interesting.
Then he can rub it in Rey's face.
Because he has the Judgment Day gimmick. Because he has Damian Priest with him. Only because he has Finn Balor with him, only because he has mommy. If he didn't have these people and it was just Dom, obviously it's a non-starter. It'd be a lost puppy on the road. It'd be a no-go. But this Judgment Day gimmick is really, really starting to buy. It's really, really starting to get me.
And then they're giving him the W's like crazy, so it's like I think he can do a solo title.
Him versus Roman would be cool. The Eddie Guerrero of this generation.
Don't ever say that.
Well, again. Who do they compare him and Rhea to?
China and Eddie, that's right.
China and Eddie.
We don't disrespect either of them.
That's true.
Them both.
Shout out, RIP, rest in peace. Number 17 on the list is Mike the Miz Mizanin. Obviously, guys, you know that I would love to see the Miz win the Royal Rumble, go on to fight Roman Reigns. I still want to see the Miz and Roman on a big stage. And see The Miz dethrone Roman.
That would be cool.
I love The Miz, though. The Miz is my favorite. He's been my favorite since, I mean, he was my second favorite after Randy back then when he came in with the fedora, the bandana.
I saw that. That's ugly.
I used to think that was cool. I was like, man, this dude has style. He's lit. I would like to see that. You said it'd be pretty cool?
Yeah.
And number 18 right now, Brock Lesnar.
No. No? I don't want to see him win.
Me either. I don't want to see a...
Because he won last year, right?
Yeah. And the match ended up not being the best, even though I know those guys. Obviously, the Last Man Standing match at SummerSlam.
Oh, that was sick.
They can put on an amazing show together. And I think they would come around this time. I think Roman had messed up his shoulder. They had to end, like, call the match earlier than what they wanted to. But I don't want to see it again. There's so many other... Austin Theory, Seth Rollins. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the surprise entries. And let's talk about the surprise entrant that everybody is...
Rumoring,
expecting, anticipating. Who is that?
The Rock.
The Rock. You don't sound very happy about that.
It's dumb. He doesn't need to be doing that. He's in Hollywood right now, and he doesn't need that.
You don't want to see him come from nowhere and come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should eliminate him right away.
that'd be hard.
His 5 minutes of fame.
I don't want to see a drawn out long Royal Rumble that is like very action packed, very exciting, just for like The Rock to come in number 30 the way Brock Lesnar did last year and just come and sweep everybody. Yeah, and just, okay, it's over. Boom, boom. Because I feel like, I guess now is the time to do it if you're going to do it. If you're going to do the story, if you're going to take it to WrestleMania in Hollywood where The Rock is. But man.
I would hate to see it.
If they could have just waited maybe a year or two. Until Roman lost his titles, and when he lost his titles, then have The Rock come out and be like, without the titles, now who's the head of the table? You know, rather than, hey, I'll come take that title from you. Because
he's going to drop it right away since he has Hollywood.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, at least that's... I feel that way. How long would he keep it? Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see. We don't know what's going to happen. But The Rock coming in, guys, what do you guys think? Do you think that The Rock winning the Royal Rumble is something you would want to see? Is that something that you don't want to see? Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Omos, Gunther, you guys tell me. Dominic Mysterio, you guys tell me who y'all want to win. That was the 18 participants of the Royal Rumble in 2023 happening in San Antonio, Texas at the Alamo Dome. That is January 28th, 2023. Guys, this has been the Royal Rumble. What did we do? Royal Rumble, not recap. Well, yeah, recap, I guess.
Right? Yeah, technically.
Yeah. Okay, that was the Royal Rumble recap episode. We appreciate everybody that tuned in. We appreciate... Thank you, Mia. Thank you for jumping on the podcast with us. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah? I hope it was fun. You did a good job. How do you feel?
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yep.
It is, guys. It's 11 o'clock. She's in the studio. We're out here. We're grinding. This is the first time she's ever recorded.
Gotta wake up at 6:30.
Shout out. But Mia, you want to shout out your Instagram and your brand? Mia Made It. Okay. Good job. You did a good job, Mia. Congratulations. You recorded your first podcast. Yeah. Golf claps, everybody. Yeah. congratulations, Mia. And guys, that brings to a close the Royal Rumble recap episode. It was an hour, so I thought it was only going to be 30 minutes. I thought it was only going to be, so, hey, it's like we always say it's going to be one thing and then it ends up being something completely different. So you never know what you're going to get here on America's Sports Entertainment Platform, the People's Platform, the People's Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Guys, this has been the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. We were here with Mia Made It. Mia Made It, thank you for tuning in. Guys, go follow her on YouTube. Go follow her on Rumble. Go follow her on Facebook. And go follow her on Instagram at Big Time Mia Grace. At Big Time Mia Grace. At Big Time Mia Grace. We hope to have you back, Mia, another day, another time. Yeah, you'll be back. Guys, she says she'll be back. So we're going to go ahead and close this out. We're going to go ahead and log off. Guys, we'll talk to you on the next episode of America's Favorite Sports Entertainment Platform. We will catch you guys later.